You are now listening to the Beer Buzz Network.
And this is the Saison de Beer Geek Tournament.
Cheers, sláinte and salud.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to Beer Geek Radio, presented to you by Beer Buzz. And it is I, just a thirsty beer geek, your host, Mr. Brad. And as usual, I'm sitting here with two fine-looking fellows. You guys look equally as thirsty.
Yes, this is your thirsty co-host, Steven, waiting to get down these saisons.
This is Chris Martin, a.k.a. Francisco Fuggles, ready to jump into some saisons.
Mr. Fuggles.
Yep. And as you heard briefly, this is the Saison de Beer Geek Tournament. All eight saisons, one winner, one champion moves on and becomes the king of all of the saisons, at least that are here in the tournament. And there are eight, as I said, and those eight are Boulevard Tank 7, Firestone Walker's Opal, Lost Abbey's Red Barn, Saison DuPont, Stone Saison, Prairie Artisan, Prairie Ale. That sounds redundant, but that's really what it's called.
When you text me that, I thought that was actually a typo.
And Omagong Hennepin, and finally Modern Times Loma Land. So, as
it's a healthy list,
yeah,
good you, list of saisons.
I know you guys. I know you guys just got excited. I know I did too. I can see the look on my co-host's faces. I know they're excited as well.
I love that feeling you get when you dive into a new tournament, like it's the first episode.
This is going to be a fun tournament, I think. Yeah, this is a lot different than any other tournament we've done so far.
Yeah, I think our level of expertise varies very widely here. So. I've had, you know, a pretty decent clip of experience with saisons. Definitely not as versed as some other styles, but I love them. I think they're great style, and I think they're perfect for this time of year because it's freaking hot outside. And honestly, I've had all eight of these beers, and I really can't wait to see how they stack up against one another. Early favorites, gentlemen?
Opal. Firestone Walker. That beer is ridiculously good.
I haven't had Opal, and I haven't had Tank 7, so those are two that I've actually heard quite a bit of hype about. I'm really anxious to try those, so those are my faves right now.
I'm going to second Chris's with Opal. I mean, I don't really care which one of these wins. I mean, really, whichever one is the best is the one I hope wins, but I don't have a dog in this fight, but I think Opal is so far is got to be the favorite to win, for me at least.
And dark horse for me would be Prairie.
I think so, too, because, you know what, when I look at this list and when other people are looking at the list and we're getting fans' feedback, no one's really picking Prairie, and I don't know that I would pick Prairie, but, I mean, when we did the sampling session to find out what the finalists should be for this eight, you know, for the eight, Prairie was very, very, very good.
Yeah, it really stood out.
Yeah, it was excellent. So very much so a dark horse. I don't know how they make really good beer. I mean, you've sung the praises of Prairie Hop. So I'm ready to go.
It's gonna be interesting to see how that stacks up against the other ones.
For those of you who are new to the show, listening to the tournaments, if you haven't heard the way these work before, we break for just a second to leave the room. These are done completely blind. We will have an A and a B in front of us. We do not know which one's which. The list or the matchups were selected at random by our producer. So we have no idea going into it what matches up. So it makes it fair. And so when you hear the intermission and the music, that's all we're doing. We're getting out of the room so we can make it fair. So we'll be back in just a moment with two beers. We will review the appearance, the aroma, the flavor, the mouthfeel, just kind of like your standard beer review. And then we'll pick a winner. And then at the end, it's revealed to us which one goes on to the semis and which one goes home sad.
Yeah. So. There's no sadness.
No.
We get beer, so we're happy.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready to get out of here and get back with some beer, so we'll see you guys in just a moment.
Hang tight.
This episode of Beer Geek Radio is brought to you by the Los Angeles International Beer Competition. For more information, check them out at www.labeercomp.com. And we're back with some golden greatness in our glasses, man. These beers are beautiful.
They are.
They really are.
They smell good.
And there's an immediate difference in appearance right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I remarked to these gentlemen off the air before we started recording today that normally you guys hear these tournaments, and we do look at appearance in some of these beers, but I was remarking that I think in this tournament, more than any other we've ever done, I'm going to look at appearance more because Saisons, first of all, I think are one of the prettiest beers to look at. Mm-hmm. But also, too, I mean, there's just, you know, the aromas are going to be very similar with that Brett character and, you know, the taste, you know, depending on which beer is which. But appearance is so key for me with Saisons because I think it's such a great, what's the word? It's a great contributing factor to me in these beers or why I like them.
It's getting the aroma on this. I can't wait any longer.
yeah, I don't want to wait anymore either. Aroma.
Nice sweet aroma on A. Yeah, there's a little bit of that hay aroma in there.
There you go, hay.
It's got a little bit of a bite.
Not too much of a bite.
A little tart in there, but not overwhelming at all.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pick out some specific flavors, but that's really difficult.
I get a nice fruitiness to it. It's kind of like a citrusy, like a lemongrass type of aroma. Right. Very, very, mm-hmm. It's not, you know, overwhelming or anything, but it is there.
Mm-hmm. It's pleasant. Very pleasant.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Color is awesome. It's a very cloudy yellow.
A little bit hazy, very light on the SRM. Not much of a head at all, which is kind of surprising for a Saison.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, before we go into the taste, we've already given you guys some notes on the aroma. Mm-hmm. And on the color, on the SRM chart or standard reference method, A is coming in like really light. It's like a 3 or a 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's really like light. A real pale, like a straw. But it's definitely hazy too. That's what I like.
It's very hazy. You can't even see your fingers on the other side of the glass.
With B is a little darker. I'd say it's probably maybe a 6.
Mm-hmm. But you can see through it.
But it's got more clarity and it's got more head.
Yeah, nice pillowy head on it.
Yeah, it's got that traditional pillowy white head that you would expect from a Saison.
Mine's kind of gone down a little bit, but it was there when I sat down.
Oh, definitely.
It's still going strong. Look at that.
Nice. All right. Well, I want to taste these damn things. Yeah. So let's get into the flavor on A.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Awesome. Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
Nice, definitely a really refreshing, clean, crisp drinker. I get a citrusy character. I get a nice kind of a funkiness in there.
I'm getting the funk.
The funk. I'm getting a lot.
The funk is strong.
Do you feel the funk? Because I feel the funk.
Feeling the funk. It comes in mainly on the back for me. Up front, it's clean. It's kind of like straw, wheat. Not a lot of spice going on.
Not too much. There's a little tiny bit there, but I think that's coming in like it could be either that or the funkiness. But
now that straw or hay profile that we talk about, would that be hand in hand with the farmhouse kind of flavor? Is that another
well
profile?
You're getting
that's something I'm not really familiar with,
the kind of the bready kind of, and I say bready as in like bread with a D, not a T.
Yeah.
But that bready kind of straw toasty, not toasty, what's the wrong word, but that's the malt base. These are typically made with like a pilsner malt, something real light. And that's where you're getting kind of almost a pilsner aroma or flavor in there right up front. And then you get that barnyard funkiness from the Brettanomyces. That's that wild yeast strain.
Oh, okay, yeah. I remember you telling me that.
But it's just very, very easy to drink. I could sit outside and drink this all day long. Or I could sit in here in the studio and drink it all day long as well. Yeah.
Well, you're going to be doing that for the next hour or so.
Yeah. This beer has, like Chris said, not a lot of spice character that you get out of some Saisons, but this is on a more refreshing side of things. This is excellent.
Oh yeah, I'm loving this beer, especially the finish on it. It's really smooth and it's got that little funk on the back end that just teases you a little.
It'd be great to bring this out like to a picnic.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why I said this style is perfect for this time of year, because it's spring right now. It's going to get to be summer here. Mm-hmm. In Southern California, it seems like it's always summer. It's about mid-80s outside right now as we're sitting here, and this is the perfect beer. This is exactly what I would be looking for right now.
Yeah, we should be outside drinking these beers right now
instead
of cooped up in here.
Yeah, this is barbecue beer right here.
Yeah, we can turn around and look out the window and see how nice it is right now.
I think I'm getting to the point now where I'm gushing on this beer. I think we should move on to the aroma on B. Yeah.
All right, let's give B a shot.
Let's not give it a big head. Okay, the aroma I don't believe is as strong as A, but it's still very pleasant.
I get almost like a bitter, I don't want to say hoppy, because I think only one of these beers in this tournament is dry hopped at this point. We don't.
Only one that says so on the label, I believe.
Right.
It's the never-ending head. It's still as thick as it was 5 minutes ago.
But I get like a funky, almost a hoppy type of a profile. I'm probably alone on that.
Yeah. No, I get the hop.
I see what you're saying, but there is a nice sweet fruitiness to it also.
Yeah.
It's very nice smell.
To me, I think A was sweeter, but I see what you're saying with the hop profile.
Right.
It smells a little more bitter.
A was a little sharper for me.
Was it?
It had like a little tart, like astringent tartness to it on the nose.
I agree. I like that this beer has, like we said, a more pillowy white head. It's more clear. It's very bubbly. I'm enjoying looking at it. I'm enjoying smelling it. I think I'm about to enjoy drinking it now, too. So, once again, cheers.
Cheers, suckers.
That's the stuff, man.
That's the stuff.
that right there. That's what that is.
You know what? I'm getting less of a barnyard farmhousey like a Brett character on this one, but I'm getting it is there, but it's not just on the back end like A was. It's all throughout.
Yeah.
This beer is a mixture of that and fruitiness, like that lemon.
I'm getting a malty sweetness.
Yeah, it's definitely sweet, but I'm getting some citrusy, like a lemon character out of this. It almost feels, it's like a zesty type of beer.
I'm getting more on that bitterness, too. You're picking up on the nose, the hop, maybe. That's definitely coming through on the taste.
I have a damn good
idea of what this beer is.
I kind of do, too, but that's damn good.
That's a really good beer.
Yeah. For those of you who are listening, you guys can't, you're not tasting this with us. You could be if you knew what it was, but you don't. Because we don't even know. But if you were able to follow along, you'd be able to understand this better. But what we're getting out of this, at least me, I'm getting a perfect combination of Brett character, lemons, a little bit of maybe like an orange, very little, a nice bready kind of malty sweetness that's in there. I mean, this thing is just doing so many things right now.
It's doing it well.
We've said complex in other tournaments. I'm going to throw that word out there again. This is very complex.
Very complex, but they all work together. In great harmony in this beer. Mm-hmm. Like, not one stands out as better than the other or worse than the other. There's really nothing bad I can say about this beer at all.
No.
It's been a long time since we've recorded a tournament that I can recall where both beer, A and B, we literally can say we're gushing about.
Yeah, and you know what? Right off the bat, I mean, the first episode of this tournament.
Well, we really did our homework putting this list together. You kind of touched on it earlier, Brad, but... For those listeners who don't know, we actually sat down and taste tested what 9 different saisons.
Yes.
And we picked 3 out of them to fill out our list.
Right. We kind of when I started putting together the list for this tournament, I kind of had an idea of about 4 or 5 saisons that I felt had to be in this tournament no matter what. Mm-hmm. And then so that left about 3 spots open. And like Chris said, we actually sat down about a weekend or two ago and hung out and actually sampled 9 saisons and said, these beers are going to earn their way in.
Oh, yeah.
And they did. But we have never done that before in a tournament. It was kind of easier to put the lineup together in the past. But now it's, you know what, these beers earn their way in, and I think this tournament's going to be very intriguing for that reason.
And we're going to, well, I think we're going to end up gushing on a lot of these beers.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Go back to A now and see how beer B has affected A. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I mean, A's a little sharper.
Mm-hmm. It seems like there's a little more funk than there was before, too.
I'd agree. Yeah. I'm getting that.
Yes.
Definitely.
I definitely agree. It seems like it goes through one transition, though. Mm-hmm. I get, like we said, I get that fruity character up front, and then it morphs into a nice sharp. Sharp's a good word, Chris. Mm-hmm. Sharp, barnyard, kind of a funkiness. It just does that one transformation.
Yeah.
I think what B is doing better, for me at least, is being able to blend all of that.
It's maintaining all of the flavors.
Right. Yeah, throughout the entire duration of that beer sitting in my mouth and stimulating my palate, I'm getting a lot of things going on. I think I'm liking that so far a little bit better. But I don't mind going back and forth to make sure it gets a fair shake.
I'm pretty sure I already have a winner. I think I know which one I like more than the other.
It's tough because these are both different styles. A is a lot more traditional style saison, and B seems to me to be more of a contemporary take on a saison.
I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with that. I think I like the appearance better on A.
Really?
Personally, I when I first looked at them, I was thinking B, but I think what I really like about A is that it's not see-through.
Yeah.
I like that.
I really dig the haze on A.
Yes.
The no head was kind of throwing me off a little bit.
Yes.
Traditionally, saisons are very effervescent, have a lot of head.
Right.
I like the appearance on B better.
I think if weird. if A had more head, it would be definitely head and shoulders better for me. Yeah. But initially I was torn, but I like the haziness on A. It's doing it for me.
Well, I kind of agree with Brad on that. I like the color, but I like the way it looks. It almost has a pearly kind of look to it because of the haze.
Yeah, and I just swished mine around to give it head, and it looks even better to me now. But it does kind of have like a pearlescent finish to it. Like we're talking about auto paint.
Yeah. All right.
It's like, this is beer, dang it.
It's really good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gushing about both these beers. I think I might have a winner, though. So, I mean, when you guys are ready, if you guys think you guys are there, I'm thoroughly enjoying both these beers. It's going to be hard to send one of them home, though. Okay, well, I think I have a winner. I don't know where you guys stand on this, but I'm as hard as this is, I do have a winner.
Really I have one tough. In my head as well.
I think I've got a winner. I think.
But like you said, Chris, I mean, these beers are just so, you know, one's they're both well, they're two right. different interpretations on the style, but they're both so excellent.
They're both really excellently done, and it's going to come down to which would you prefer to drink, you know? Because do you go with the traditional saison or do you go with the newfangled saison? It's
I mean, yeah, assuming that's exactly what this is.
It doesn't taste like a traditional saison, so pretty good idea it's not.
I'm running out of tasters.
I'm second guessing myself now. I didn't think I would be, but I actually am second guessing myself now.
It's funny because I feel like I have a good idea of what B is. Actually, do you guys want to do predictions now? Or
you can.
Or after the vote? Or?
Go ahead.
We should probably do it after. That way it doesn't influence any votes.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, all right. Well, I'll set mine down. Right. I think I have a winner.
Yeah.
I know. I'm torn. I don't know which.
Mine is in the pot.
All right. Steven's taking his hand off his.
And he has put his card in the pot and took his hand off it.
This was difficult.
So it's official.
It really was. It was very difficult.
Yeah. I meant like 50.1% against 49.9%.
Yeah.
It's so
I'm very
so
torn.
Hard.
Initially, when we first started the episode, I was like, I like this one better for sure. And as it went on, it got so hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we have the vote in, do you guys want to do predictions?
Sure.
All right, go ahead.
I love doing these, so I might. Beer B, I think, is Opal.
Okay.
I think it's got to be Opal. Beer A, since it's got that really traditional, I'm leaning toward DuPont.
That's exactly what my prediction is, but I don't know. Like, I have had Opal fairly recently, and I thought I remembered getting a little bit more out of it, but as I did say, I kind of got a hoppiness out of it. So that's what I think. I think B is Opal.
I
think could either be DuPont or Tank 7, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was thinking Tank 7 also, but I went more traditional.
Okay, well, my prediction for B is definitely Opal. A could be up in the air, either Tank 7 or DuPont. Steven, you said you aren't going to do predictions?
Yep, no, I'm going to stay silent on the matter.
Okay, well, then it's time to reveal which one won, A or B. So here we go.
Drum roll.
It's not unanimous.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh!
It's B. B won. I picked A.
Yeah, I was so close to picking A.
I picked A. I did not anticipate doing that in the early going, but I picked A.
I had the same dilemma.
But B is the winner. B is moving on. And Miss Producer Stephanie, if you would be so kind as to show us which one's which.
Oh, what? Wow. Look at that.
Whoa. No way. Really?
Beer
okay.
A is Loma Land. And beer B is Tank 7.
We're off on that one.
Yeah, we were off. Hey, Tank 7 was that
very
was
good.
Yeah,
very good. Both of these were very good.
Delicious too.
Yeah, Lemeline killed it.
Yeah,
that was man. That
very
was
traditional. But now I understand why there wasn't a whole lot of head because it comes out of a can.
It comes out of a can. It does come out
but
of a can.
To
so
get that flavor,
if we would
out
have,
of a can
if we would have factored
awesome.
That in, you guys may have made that guess.
Yeah,
that we have a can. And
yeah,
not a,
could be,
not a
could
bottle.
Be. But so Boulevard Tank 7 moves on.
That Boulevard was good. That,
yes,
I've
it
only
was.
Had that beer a handful of times, and I don't remember it being that good.
It was excellent.
Yeah.
Man, those were so. That
was
a
good.
Very
you
tough
know what?
Round.
It did not disappoint. That
by,
was my first time having it.
Yeah, by the width of an eyelash,
yeah.
Tank 7 moves on to the semifinals. Yeah. But I mean, that's why I'm so excited about this tournament because, man, it's like. If just the quarterfinal round could be this difficult and this fun,
man,
just imagine what we have to look forward to.
This is already my favorite tournament when we just started.
Yeah, right?
Even more than the IPAs, and I love IPAs.
Yeah, I think this is definitely going to be an unpredictable tournament for sure.
Now, Tank 7, do they bill that as a more traditional Saison? Or
that's, you know what, I don't know that so Saison? Much that it's a traditional style Saison. I think of it as the quintessential one because it's been around so long.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's always available when it comes in either a big 750ml bottle or in 4-pack. So, yeah. I mean, it's one of those ones where it's been around a while, so you think of it when you think Saison. You think Boulevard Tank 7, or Saison DuPont. So maybe that's our fault.
Maybe. It's one of those things, like, you don't really... Also, the flavor of the beer changes when you have it blind and next to another beer.
Yes.
You're picking out, you're diving into the minuscule details of it and picking it apart.
And we've proven that in every tournament, I think. Every tournament, once you lose the namesake of these beers, I mean, they just do different things. Definitely. Well, I'm excited that Boulevard Tank 7 has moved on to the semifinals, even though I didn't pick it. It was so hard. Both these beers are fantastic.
It could have gone either way. I literally could have gone
either way.
I honestly thought
it was going to be A.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were going to pick A.
Yeah, I was very, 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 very excited to do that. But yeah, it's tough, but I'm excited. So, you know, like I said, Boulevard Tank 7 moves on to the semifinals. We still got 6 beers that are eager to meet it.
Oh, yeah.
So we can say now we have eliminated the Loma Land, so we still have a host of wild beers to go through. So I'm stoked. We'll see you guys next week. I do want to announce that we are going to take a weekend off of recording next week, so because it is Mother's Day. So we are going to release one of the semifinal episodes, or one of the quarterfinals episodes, excuse me, this week, and then you'll have one next week. So you don't have to go an entire week without your favorite beer geeks. So
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we've got to show our mothers the respect that they deserve.
I don't know
so.
If I have a choice in the matter, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I think it's probably best for us. So we'll see you guys next week with the second quarterfinal episode and the unpredictability that lies ahead.
That's gonna be awesome.
So for Beer Geek Radio, I'm your host. My name is Brad.
This is your co-host Steven.
This is Chris.
We'll see you. Cheers.